additional children by his second wife, as well as by several concubines, and these become the ancestors of various Arabic tribes. Abraham himself dies at the ripe old age of 175. Before he dies, he obtains a wife for his son Isaac from their kinsmen, and Isaac then goes on to have children of his own, and they will come into play in our next few lectures. So let us now turn to a specific investigation of what we've got. As I've mentioned, in Genesis through Joshua in the Hebrew Bible, we've got the story of the origins of the Israelites and how they came to possess the land of Canaan. The story begins with creation in Genesis, and by the end of the book of Joshua, we've got the Israelites at rest in the land of promise. This is the only source that we've got that directly addresses this question, and so we want to see if we can get any other information here as well. The first thing we want to ask is, can we believe any of these stories that we are told about Abraham? That is, did his father really come from a place called Ur of the Chaldees in Mesopotamia, what we would call modern Iraq? Did Abraham's father actually journey to a place called Haran, which we would probably locate in modern-day Turkey? And did Abraham then subsequently journey down to the land of Canaan and settle there as a sojourner? Well, as you might expect, it's very hard to actually corroborate any of this through archaeology or through other ancient texts at this time. We are about 4,000 years before today. And in terms of locating some of these areas, it's rather hit or miss. Sir Leonard Woolley went excavating at a site called Ur in modern-day Iraq, and he announced to the world that he had found Ur of the Chaldees, from which Abraham's father had migrated. We're not actually sure if this Ur is in fact Ur of the Chaldees or not, but Woolley's discoveries made worldwide news back in about the year 1929 when he found royal tombs absolutely chock full of gold, silver, lapis lazuli, and other precious items. If indeed Abraham's father took the journey from Ur in Mesopotamia up to Haran, near modern Turkey today, he would have followed the course of the Euphrates River, which was a known international trade route at that time, and it is quite possible that he settled down in a region in either North Syria or South Turkey. There are villages in the region there today that still look much as they did 4,000 years ago, and it is quite conceivable that we could believe what we are told here. Abraham also fits into some of the general migrations that we know were taking place during this time period. The period from 2000 to 1800 BCE in the ancient Near East was a time of upheaval, a time of tumultuous events. And by about the year 1800, we have seen a number of different groups of people move around the ancient Near East and then settle down in different areas. And it is quite conceivable that Abraham's movement, both that of his father from Ur to Haran and then of Abraham himself from Haran down to Canaan, should be seen in the light of these major migrations which take place at the beginning of the second millennium BCE. We should probably compare